Proclamation number 7286 of 18th of February, 1959. Expression of the spirit only possible through the working of love. Every spiritual thought is an expression of the spirit within you, otherwise all your thinking would only be earthly directed. But the spiritual spark in you constantly seeks the bond with the Father Spirit, and it will always try to influence you by mentally affecting you. But its influence will only ever affect the spiritual kingdom, thus it will likewise turn your thinking towards this kingdom if it finds no resistance in your will. For the latter can also fully turn to the world, then it will reject every spiritual thought. And the spirit cannot express itself to the human being. And very clear boundaries can be drawn, the more the human being thinks of himself, that is concerned about his own well-being, the more purely earthly thoughts will fill him and the spirit will be denied its activity. But if the human being thinks of his neighbor who needs his help, then a spirit will penetrate and be able to convey such thoughts to the human being which flow out of the spiritual kingdom and also lead him to the spiritual kingdom again. For then love will have awakened in the human being and thus also the spirit, which will always express itself for the blessing of the human being's soul. The spiritual spark, which is part of the eternal Father Spirit, is the spark of love which has to be ignited in the human being in order to become effective. This spark of love slumbers in every human being, but it is up to the human being himself to ignite it, and thus the human being himself must awaken the spirit in himself to life. He must practice love and let the spark of love flare up into an ever brighter flame. He must perform works of neighborly love, and to the same extent he will also give his spirit the opportunity to express itself. And what the spirit now gives him with such expressions is spiritual wealth. They are goods which originate from the spiritual kingdom and also follow the human being into the spiritual kingdom when he leaves this earth. The flame of love illuminates the human being's inner being and he will now become seeing and knowing. He will learn to recognize what was previously unknown to him. He will gain a correct image of the Creator and his creation, of his own relationship with this Creator and of the task which was given to the human being for his earthly existence. But such knowledge will not be dead knowledge. Knowledge which was only supplied to him from outside but which does not spread light within him. Such knowledge will be truly alive and give him brightest light which he can no longer lose forever because it was imparted to him by the Spirit within himself. For the Spirit is part of the Father Spirit from eternity, and therefore it is also familiar with all secrets of creation. It knows about the eternal plan of salvation, it knows about God's reign and activity in his kingdom. He knows everything and can therefore also inform the human being who causes him to express himself, who, through a life of love, makes contact with the spirit within himself such that he can then be constantly guided and taught and only ever hears what the spirit from God announces to him. But this process can never take place in a person who only loves himself and the world. The spiritual spark is still buried in him and it can happen that he has no opportunity to express himself until the end of his life. Then earthly life will have been lived in vain by the soul, which will not be able to register any spiritual progress because it lacks love. For even the slightest activity of love would awaken the spirit to life, but where selfish love predominates the spirit slumbers, and it cannot influence the soul in any way to accept the thoughts it receives. A person who only loves himself and the world resists all spiritual thoughts, which will indeed always push the weighing but never force the person to accept them. Love alone brings about the change of will and nature, and only love gives the spirit the opportunity to express itself. And without the working of the spirit, no human being will attain realization. Without the working of the spirit, no human being will travel the path to the Father, because the Father alone draws him upwards through his spirit, with whom he is eternally and inseparably united. If only the human being of his own free will seeks this bond. Amen.